From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Justice advocates and lawmakers are calling on the Trump administration to put a family reunification plan in place for the thousands of children taken from their parents while crossing the southern U.S. border. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Democratic State Senator Brian Benjamin's East Harlem district includes the Cayuga Center, where he says 239 immigrant children taken from their parents are receiving services. He's especially concerned about a baby there.
9 months of age, separated from their mother at the border, brought to New York from Texas.
He also says a 9-year-old Honduran boy seeking asylum was bused here from Texas.
Put on a bus. 2,000-mile journey to New York.
More than 2,300 children were taken from their families at the border in recent weeks. A senior Trump administration official said hundreds of them have been reunited since May. Julie Walker, New York.
Turks voted Sunday in a presidential and parliamentary election that posed the biggest ballot box change and challenge to Tayyip Erdogan and his Islamist-rooted AK party since they swept to power more than a decade and a half ago. The vote will also usher in a powerful new executive presidency long sought by Erdogan. According to officials, an explosion at a campaign rally for Zimbabwe's president that injured 49 people will not delay next month's election. Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa escaped injury in that explosion in a campaign rally on opposition stronghold. State media called the attack an assassination attempt. The president said there have been so many attempts on his life that he's used to them. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has relocated wooden coffins containing the remains of 100 American soldiers who have been missing from the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. They put them and sent them to the inter-Korean border in preparation for North Korea's eventual return of the remains to their home country. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S. military says it's moved 100 wooden coffins to the joint security area at the border between North and South Korea. That's in preparation for North Korea's return of the remains of missing American soldiers from the Korean War.
President Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, says he doubts whether Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has the ability and the willingness to make a peace deal with Israel. He has his talking points, he said, which have not changed in the last 25 years. There's been no peace deal achieved in the time, Kushner said in an interview published in Palestinian newspaper. Kushner also said the Trump administration is almost done with an Israeli-Palestinian peace plan that has been created without any input from the Palestinians. Kushner and U.S. envoy Jason Greenblatt held talks with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Friday and Saturday. Before meeting with Netanyahu, the two men visited Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Egypt. Kushner said that the Arab leaders are in favor of a Palestinian state. Abbas has not seen Kushner and Greenblatt following Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and his decision to move the U.S. embassy there. Palestinians see East Jerusalem as their future capital. They insist the status of the disputed city is an issue to be negotiated between them and the Israelis. Syrian forces have advanced against rebels in the province of Daraa in their first gain since Tuesday. Reports say both state media and opposition activists Saturday said shelling and clashes are focused on the countryside in the eastern part of the province and the western side of the neighboring province. This is the fifth day of an escalation that saw Syrian troops take villages in Daraa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says that 18 civilians have died so far since the escalation. That's along with 13 government troops and at least 10 rebel fighters. Also Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres in Washington. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the two men agreed to prioritize humanitarian aid in Syria as well as Yemen. Guterres also released a separate statement saying he is gravely concerned by the recent military escalation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.